Tuesday, January 7, 2025. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you have enjoyed the college football playoff. I hope you enjoyed the final week of the NFL season. Where did this season go? We are now already jumping in to those NFL playoffs. Didn't we just get to this season? Well, either way, I hope you, your family, your friends are all staying strong and healthy right now. And today on the dose, like I said, that 2025 NFL season is now complete as far as the regular season. We are jumping into the playoffs. And in fact, we have so much to get to, we need to jump in right now. Joining us this week on the Daily Dose, we have our illustrious panel of NFL experts to let us know exactly what is going to be happening in these NFL playoffs and who we can expect to see in Super Bowl 60 here in just a few weeks. It's coming quickly. First up, we have president of the Daily Dose I-Team that finds those stories no one else can find, West Virginia Mountaineer and Philadelphia Eagles fan, Big Rob, is here to break down the NFL playoffs. Rob, I feel like your Eagles might be playing possum a little bit. I think they're kind of sneaky out there.
I hope so. That's what I've been telling myself past few weeks.
We're going to find that out soon. Next up, we have Mike in Castle Rock out on those Colorado plains. Mike, currently our Broncos have the number one seed in the AFC, and we are brimming with confidence, aren't we?
Yeah.
Exactly.
This team is frustrating. Low on the totem pole with turnover ratio and worst in penalties, but best in one score game. I don't know. It's who knows? It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, right?
No, you're right. You just don't ever know. And you can't, you can count them out if you want to. And at the same time, that's what we keep hearing every week. And they say, well, you can't beat that team. And then they do. Well, you can't beat that team. Well, they do. So I don't know. They have good a chance as anybody else. Finally, we have our savvy veteran DU pioneer, Larry from Centennial. Larry, we haven't gotten any snow here. What, like, what are you doing? You can't be skiing much, can you?
You got to go high. You got to.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You got to get up to that higher elevation?
No, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough out there, but you know, I hear the world is going to drop 5 degrees over the next couple months and we'll get a bunch of snow.
We're going to have snow coming. I feel like that is coming. Gentlemen, before we get into the NFL, and I'm going to put all you on the spot, because we've got that college football playoff this week, Thursday night, Fiesta Bowl, Miami versus Ole Miss, Friday night, Peach Bowl, Oregon versus Indiana. We are just going to go around the horn and get your pick. Rob, Fiesta Bowl, Miami versus Ole Miss. Who do you like in that game?
Give me Ole Miss.
You're going to go Ole Miss. That would be a big one if they got that. I don't think anybody expected them to get this far. Mike, what about you? Who do you have in that Fiesta Bowl? Miami, Ole Miss?
Well, I don't know. Were either of them supposed to be there, right? So
no.
You're playing with house money.
Yep.
God, I like the quarterback of Ole Miss. I think I might go with Rob.
Going to go with Ole Miss. All right. You got two for the Rebels. Larry, what about you? Miami or Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl? Who's moving on?
Are you telling me James Madison didn't?
They did not make it. It was close. It was close, but they came up short. They did not make it.
I'm going to go Miami.
Okay. Larry's going to go Miami. I am also going to go Miami. I'm not going to feel great about it, but I'm going to go Miami as well. Friday, Peach Bowl. Oregon versus Indiana. I feel like this isn't going to be nearly as split as the last one was. Rob, who do you got, Oregon or Indiana, moving on?
I think it's Indiana. Seemed like the real deal.
They kind of do look like the real deal. Mike, what about you? Oregon going to pull that upset?
Boy, it'd be a big upset, right? Yeah. I mean, beginning of the season, would you have said Oregon over Indiana?
No!
I mean, come on. You talk about coming out of nowhere, but they're not flinching.
No,
you know, in the 2 years of the college, this format, the teams with a first round bye are 1-for-8. Well, the one's Indiana, and they did not skip a beat.
Not a bit. Indiana. Yeah. Larry, going to go with a different pick here? You're going to go Indiana?
You're telling me Tulane isn't?
Tulane also did not make it. No, no. They came up short as well.
Yeah. No, I'm going Indiana too. Yeah.
I'm going to say something
with the crowd here.
I'm going to say something that's going to sound crazy. Cignetti is kind of a jerk. He's really good. It reminds you just a tiny bit of back before he lost his mind and fell in love with that mirror of Bobby Knight. Kind of a jerk, but really good at what he did. And he won a lot of games. You better be careful. That Indiana team looks real good. I don't know if he's going to do quite as crazy things as Knight did, but it reminds me of that a little bit because he's kind of a jerk. But, man, his team is so well-disciplined. They do not make the dumb mistake. They just go out and they expect to beat you every single game. Okay. We know, though, that now that NFL regular season is over and things are happening on Monday, we saw a few more coaches get let go. Now, remember, the Tennessee Titans had already fired Brian Callahan. The New York Giants had already fired Brian Daboll. Now, the Atlanta Falcons fired head coach Raheem Morris. The Cleveland Browns let go of head coach Kevin Stefanski. The Las Vegas Raiders fired yet another coach, Pete Carroll, which means they are now paying, by my count, John Gruden, McDaniels, Antonio Pierce, Pete Carroll, and whoever they hire next. So they're going to have five coaches on the payroll. I guess when you're saving money on haircuts, you can just keep paying coaches. The Arizona Cardinals also fired Jonathan Gannon. He went just 15-36. Rob, is there anyone else out there that should be fired that didn't get fired yet?
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel maybe should have been on that list. Did,
but yeah, it seems like that might be the next one to go. He tied everything to Tua, feels like, and that didn't pan out. And I'm not sure if he can kind of switch systems and quarterback. So I would say Mike McDaniel maybe next one.
I would agree with that. And I would say, and they won't do it, but I would say Zach Taylor at Cincinnati should probably be looked at real close because that team has underachieved every year. And I know Joe Burrow keeps getting hurt. What's their excuse now? Because he came back and he doesn't look very good. He doesn't look like he cares. He doesn't look like he even likes his team. I could see Zach Taylor getting let go, except ownership in Cincinnati is way too cheap to go pay a coach. They're not going to pull a Raider. They're not going to pay five coaches. They're not going to even pay one if they don't have to. So, yeah, anybody else got a coach out there they feel should be fired that should have lost their job maybe? Anybody?
Well, Baltimore should be asking questions.
Well, they should be asking questions. That's fair.
And that's not just this year, right? I mean, no. The offensive game plan that sometimes includes Henry and sometimes doesn't.
And a lot of times doesn't. Sure.
Yeah. That's so fair. Yeah. But them being out of the playoffs definitely puts a spotlight on them.
Yeah, it does. And maybe something comes down in the next few days. We'll see. Now, fellas, I got to ask something. And I hate to be this guy. I hate to be the old guy that is confused. But I'm confused because I don't understand. There's a number of rules in the NFL I no longer understand. I'm hoping you guys can help me out. Body weight sacks. I don't know what it means. If you tackle a guy, you might land on him. And if you do, sometimes it's a penalty. Other times it isn't. Taunting. Again, sometimes you get up in the face, you yell, it's fine. Sometimes it isn't. Helmet removal. I'm seeing guys take their helmet off now and then. Sometimes it's called, sometimes it's not. Illegal contact past 5 yards. False start on the offensive line. Now guys just stand up. I don't get it. Completing a catch. I don't know what is a catch and what is. Mike, do you understand any of these rules? Is this poor officiating or are we asking way too much of 70-year-old men?
Well, that might be part of it, right? So, yeah, the officiating has been odd this year.
Really weird.
The body weight sack is frustrating because I don't know how you expect these 300-pound guys to become Neo in the Matrix and be able to defy physics and all of a sudden
change your body. And it's so inconsistent.
It's frustrating. Some of the rules are frustrating. The inconsistency with what they're called is very frustrating. Defensive pass interference. Yeah, obviously, you know, the three of us know how poorly that can be called on a certain Riley Moss.
Yeah.
Once you get a name, they're gonna just throw for breathing on you, right? So, I don't know. The inconsistency is frustrating. I do get frustrated about officiating in the NFL. Then I watch an NBA game and I'm like,
no, that's fair.
Okay, all right,
that's totally fair. But see, that is my concern: is that they're getting into that NBA zone. That is not a good place to be because we all know the NBA is struggling to get viewers. Don't go down that path, NFL. Clean this up. Stop asking them to include motive in what you're doing because you're just going down a dumb path. I just don't get it. We're going to go into a couple things here before we jump into our predictions and everything. And I've got one more thing. I'm seeing a trend in the NFL, and I think Larry is the guy that can help me figure this out. I want you guys to think about this. I'm going to name the top eight quarterbacks in the NFL right now in salary. Are you ready? Dak Prescott, not in the playoffs. Matt Stafford is in. Joe Burrow, not in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, not in the playoffs. Kyler Murray, not in the playoffs. Geno Smith, are you seeing a trend? Kirk Cousins, Tua Tagovailoa. That is your top eight quarterbacks. Larry, the formula is out there. Go get a young quarterback and pay everyone else, or in Denver's case, go get a young guy and keep paying an old guy too. Whatever. Larry, should more teams just start cutting their big money quarterbacks and just drafting a guy?
They're not going to, but no, they should probably think about it.
You might think about it.
I mean, you have to kind of balance what you're paying those guys and what you can pay the rest of the team. Brady and the Patriots did it the right way, right? He deferred all this money, and they were allowed to spend that money on other players and build the roster. Absolutely, it's the way it's supposed, or it should be. Now, the fans are never going to want that to happen. They want the big-name quarterback. But when you see big-name quarterbacks not getting your team into the playoffs and everything, you know, everybody talks about the quarterback. Well, if that's who you're paying your money to, then you should expect to go through some hard times.
You better produce, or you might have to go Russell Wilson on them and start cutting people. I don't know, because it seems like that is kind of the way you look at these young teams. You look at New England, you look at Denver, you look at some of these teams that, hey, they're not paying these guys mass cut. Great example. Chicago's in the mix. They're not paying that big money. They've got a guy that they're paying a minimal amount to, and they're paying everyone else. I don't know. That might be different.
And you might be okay, you know, going all in. The Rams are going to have to deal with it, right?
Yep.
But you might be there 1 year, and then you kind of fall off the cliff the next year or the year after, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what we're starting to see. Okay, we're going to jump into the playoffs here in just 1 minute, but one more thing I want to touch on before we do. We see it every year. We see teams that we're like, that team is doing things. They are going to be a Super Bowl a contender. And we even talked about some of these teams at the midway point, and now here we are. Rob, who is your biggest disappointment of the NFL season?
For me, might have been the same before. Atlanta Falcons. So much talent. I mean, at least to not even make the playoffs. I mean, granted, they, I guess, tied for first in their division, technically. But all that talent that they had, they should have been way better, I feel like.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now they're tearing the whole thing down. They're going to, you know, get a new GM. They're going to get a new coach. And maybe that helps. I don't know. They have talent. Like you said, it just seemed like it underachieved this year. Mike, who's your disappointment of the year?
Yeah, there's a few, right? I mean,
yes, there's a lot.
Cincinnati, Baltimore, Kansas City, all those had pretty major injuries that did factor into the disappointing season. To me, it's the Lions.
I would agree.
Coming off of last season, getting spanked in your own home field by a rookie quarterback in the playoffs last year, I thought they were going to come and tear the league up this year and just run up and down the field, and to miss the playoffs?
Yeah.
That's mine right there.
Yeah, and losing those two coordinators may have hurt way more than we thought it would. Yep. But, yeah, the Lions, really, really disappointing. I mean, I know they're the Lions, but you kind of started to buy in. Larry, what about you? You got a disappointment this year?
Yeah, I would have said the Lions, but since Mike talked about them, I'll talk about Baltimore. In such a winnable division. You got to be beside yourself if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan today. It's just that they with the tools they have, I know they're not super deep in, you know, maybe anymore on defense, but certainly not on the offensive skill position side of things, except for Henry. But if you've got Henry and you've got Lamar, like you and supposedly a really good coach, you should be in the play, at least in the playoffs, at least in that division.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm going to name a team that I shouldn't name. I really shouldn't, because no one expected anything of them. But when the Indianapolis Colts started 8-2, and then they mortgage their future to go get Sauce, and then, of course, Daniel Jones goes down, they bring in 85-year-old Philip Rivers, which 85 is also his belt size. Not only do they miss the playoffs, they finish under 500 after starting 8-2. Two teams from that division made it, and they weren't one of them. Yeah. That is unreal. That is a historical collapse. And again, I know we weren't expecting anything in Indy, but my goodness, Sauce Gardner, I believe, started the season with the Jets like 1-8, and then went to the Colts and then like went 1-7 or 1-8 too.
Yes.
Like, it's unreal. He's just a giant loser, apparently. The Colts, my goodness. That, I didn't think there was any way they could screw that up. We were like, oh, they're the surprise of the midseason. Wow, did that go down the toilet quickly. Okay, one more team we've got to name, because they did get the top pick in that NFL draft, and that is the Las Vegas Raiders. Big disappointment. Rob, how are they going to screw up that draft? Because we know they're going to.
Yeah, this random quarterback again, probably.
Yeah, and they probably won't take the one they should. I don't know who they'll take, but I feel like they won't take the one. No. And if they take Fernando, which would be like right now the consensus pick, you'd think, the kid out of Indiana. Hey, sorry about it. Good luck, because this is not Indiana. Your Indiana team could beat that team. Oh, that is going to be rough for him. Okay, those NFL playoffs are now set. Let's run down the order in each conference. The Denver Broncos finished the season with the top seed in that AFC. Does that feel precarious? Yes, it does. And yet, when we go down this list, you'll see every single team in the entire league feels precarious. Number two, we have those New England Patriots, young and up-and-coming team. At number three, we have the surprising Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm still not quite sure what to think about them, because you look at them and you're like, Trevor Lawrence is good now? Okay. At number four, we have those Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. At number five, we have the Houston Texans. We have the Buffalo Bills at six, and the Los Angeles Chargers basically chose to be the seventh seed, which is fascinating to me. We'll get to more on that later. Over in the NFC, we have the Seattle Seahawks at number one. The surprising Chicago Bears are number two. Who saw that? Rob's Philadelphia Eagles are sitting at three. I still think they're sneaky. The Carolina Panthers are in the playoffs. Fellas, can we just eliminate the NFC South? Honest to goodness, every year, it's this division. It's this division every time. Just get rid of it. Just drop it off. We can drop them down to like the SEC. I don't care. At number five, we have those Los Angeles Rams, who I think are also dangerous. The San Francisco 49ers are six, and the Green Bay Packers are number seven. And why do I feel like that coach better be real careful? He better figure out some things real quick. All right, but let's jump in to Wild Card Weekend. We are going to just go through the AFC and the NFC and get through Wild Card Weekend. In Game 1, we've got the New England Patriots hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, Rob, the Chargers basically, I mean, sat starters, because apparently they're not afraid of the New England Patriots. Is this going to be a game? Who do you got, Chargers versus Patriots in Wild Card Weekend?
I'm going to say sitting the starters paid off, and give me the Chargers. It's going to be a tight game, a close one.
Chargers
at the end of the day, yeah, they get it done. Chargers.
Okay. Mike, Chargers going to New England. Who do you like in this game?
So the biggest weakness for the Chargers is they can't protect the quarterback, right?
Yes.
One of the biggest weaknesses for the Patriots is the pass rush. They do
not get
the quarterback very well at all. If Herbert has some time, I liked it. The New England Patriots played the easiest NFL schedule since 1999.
Yeah.
I think that's, nice year. Drake May looks good. I think the Chargers go in and beat them.
We've got two votes for the Chargers. Larry, how are you looking at this Chargers-Patriots matchup?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chargers too.
We're going three for three.
And mostly for the reason Mike just mentioned. Like the Patriots playing a schedule that they played.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to win that division, right? And I don't think the Chargers are scared of them.
I don't think they are either. And I absolutely expect the Chargers to go in and give them a game. Hey, that Charger team, they're physically tough. They battle. They're going to give New England everything they want. I am going to be the lone dissenter. I am going to take the Patriots to squeak out an ugly win because at the end of the day, they are the Chargers and they don't win things and they can't have nice things. Moving on, staying in the AFC, we have the Buffalo Bills going to Jacksonville. The Jaguars might be the perfect matchup for the Bills. The Bills are a little soft up front. The Jaguars don't always run the ball, though. I can't always figure them out. Mike, Jaguars, Bills, who do you like?
Well, Josh Allen is 0-4 in road games in the playoffs.
Ouch.
I think this is probably the worst Bills team to make the playoffs since he's been there.
I think you're right.
Jacksonville has averaged 36 points a game in the last five games. I think Jacksonville holds court and wins this game.
Mike has the Jags moving on. Larry, who do you have? Jags, Bills?
I got the Jags too. I just don't think the Bills are as playoff, you know, ready as they have been in previous years. They've got Josh Allen, but I don't think he can beat the Jaguars. So I'm going Jaguars.
Wow. Rob, Jags hosting the Bills. It will be down in Jacksonville. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, I agree with the points both the guys made. Jags are definitely the better team, but I just think for one game, Josh Allen puts his cape on and somehow we get a shootout here and somehow has the ball last play and gets it done. So give me the Bills in this one.
See, and I did the same thing as Rob. I think the Jags are a better team. I think the Jags should win this game. I think they are a great matchup for the Bills. And I think Josh Allen is just better than Trevor Lawrence. And for that reason, I am going to have the Bills squeaking out a game. I think it's going to be an offensive shootout, like Rob said. We'll see how that goes. Final game in the AFC. I don't even think I want to watch it, but I guess I will. Because we have the Houston Texans going to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers that got in by the slimmest of margins. I am not sure the Steelers can score a single point against that Houston defense. I guess we're going to find out. I'm not sure the Texans can score that much either. CJ Stroud and that offense, they kind of found their stride lately, but they also haven't played great teams lately. Maybe a field goal's enough. I don't know. Larry, you got Texans at Steelers. Who do you like?
The Texans are going to smoke the Steelers. Isn't it funny, though, that we talked at mid-year about kickers? And it turns out the last play was a kicker-centric play. Yeah, the Texans are too good for the Steelers. You know, the final game that got the Steelers the position they got was against, again, a Baltimore team, which you got to wonder what is going on there. I'm taking Texans.
Yeah. Rob, Texans, Steelers, who do you like here?
Give me Texans. Better defense. Well, slightly better defense. Offenses are actually both pretty bad on both sides. Mm-hmm. But I think Stroud is a little bit more mobile. He'll do enough to get him through. So I got a close game here, but the Texans getting through.
Okay. Mike, finish this up. Texans going to Pittsburgh. Who's coming out on top?
Yeah, making it three in a row. Texans. I think Aaron Rodgers might actually retire at halftime. I just don't think. I think the Texans are going to make his day miserable. That defense is for real. 12 points may be enough in that game.
Yeah, I literally could see it being like a 13-3 kind of game, but it never really feeling like it's going to be in doubt. I've got the Texans as well because I think that defense is just too good, and I think the Steelers, honestly, that was their playoff win. I mean, hey, that was your Super Bowl. Hope you enjoyed it, but they just don't feel like a very good football team to me. Remember, you should be stopping by DailyDoseSports.com each and every week to see what new things we have going on over there. We have links to the podcast, we have links to videos, and we have links to new articles that come out every week. They have more of a local flavor, so make sure you stop by and check those out. You can always email the podcast at DailyDoseSports@gmail.com. We do enjoy hearing from listeners. And remember, you can pick up Daily Dose gear. Maybe you need a t-shirt, a hoodie, a sweatshirt, a baseball cap. You can pick it in the color that you want. You can find every link over at DailyDoseSports.com.
Let's switch over to the NFC and let's dive in here. Our first game up, we have got a division rival as the Green Bay Packers go to Chicago to face the Bears. These two split this season series, and both of those games, one score difference. Now, I don't like the way Green Bay is kind of trending. I don't know if I should trust that Chicago defense, but Caleb Williams, he keeps pulling nonsense out. I don't know how, but he keeps finding ways to do it. Mike, Packers, Bears, who's going to move on?
Yeah, I struggled with this one.
Me too.
Packers really did stumble into the playoffs, and I don't know if you can just flip the switch and go into a division rivalry and win it. I've got Chicago taking this one.
Yeah, I understand that very much. Rob, who do you got, Bears or Packers? Who's coming out on top?
Yeah, I'm going Bears as well. Like you said, Packers stumbled in. No Parsons, obviously still hurts. Bears got a little momentum right now, so I think we get another one-score game, and the Bears advance.
Okay. Larry, finish this up. Do you like a Bears win? Are the Packers going to find their mojo?
Yeah, the trilogy, right? I'm taking the Bears too. I just feel like they've got it going at this stage of the game better than the Packers do. So.
Yeah, the Packers are kind of funky. And I know Matt LaFleur, I know he's a genius. I know he's super smart. I don't know. The way they played that last month, they kind of look like they're checked out. And I don't fully understand that because I think they're still a good team. Jordan Love, it kind of seems like he's regressing. Maybe I've watched him on TV more because I know anytime I watch him, he looks awful. So maybe it's just me. Maybe that's my fault. I am also going to take the Bears. I don't know how much I trust the Bears. I just think they're better than the Packers. We're going to move on. We have got an interesting one here as the San Francisco 49ers, who I'm not sure what to make of, are going to go to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. We have got the Eagles, one of the best defenses in the league, facing one of the best offenses in the league in San Francisco. And then on the other side, Eagles offense, not great, a little bit below average. So is the Niners defense. This feels like a really interesting matchup. Rob, you are our resident Eagles fan. Who's coming out on top here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles. 49ers really needed that one seed. I think they, gave it all that last game, didn't get it. And I just don't think they're going to have just enough energy to turn that around. The defense is suspect, like you said, and that's going to allow the Eagles offense to finally wake up and get rolling. So give me the Eagles here.
All right. Larry, we've got Eagles hosting Niners. Who's coming out on top in the wild card round?
Well, I think the Eagles are too. I don't see a huge difference in this game and the 49ers Seahawks game, right? So I think the defense of the Eagles is tough, like you said. I'll take the Eagles.
Okay. Mike, finish this up. Niners at Eagles. Which quarter will Christian McCaffrey get hurt in?
Boy, I don't think this year, man.
He's been good. Right? He's been phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think that's an issue. I think 21 of the other 22 teammates have been hurt at one point this year.
That's true.
It's ridiculous what the Niners have gone through. I just think the if the offensive game plan is what it should be, the Eagles will win this one.
Yeah. Can Nick Sirianni stay out of the way? If he can stay out of the way, Eagles are going to be fine. We finish off wild card weekend with the Los Angeles Rams going to Carolina to face the Panthers in a matchup that has NFL fans everywhere wondering why that NFC South even gets an automatic playoff berth, because I don't understand it. Hey, the Rams look like they should dominate this game completely. So I fully expect them to have to score late to get a win. Mike, start this one off. Rams at Panthers. Tell us why this is going to be a game, or will it?
It's going to be a game just because it's a playoff game. That's it. It's not must-watch TV. It's going to be the only game going. So, you can't be flipping through the channels, right? So I'll watch it, it's NFL football, but I don't see anything but a double-digit win by the Rams.
All right, Larry, Rams at Panthers. Can the Panthers give anything here?
Well, they can, only because the Rams are going to treat this like a preseason game.
Probably.
I they won't ever say that, right? But you have to approach it a little bit like you're the higher seed and you have more games to play, you know, the week after and the week after that. So it might be closer than it should be, but it's the Rams. Yeah. We're gonna win.
All right, Rob, finish this off. We have got Bryce Young facing Matt Stafford. Hey, we have seen Carolina Panther quarterbacks, you know, when the ball's on the ground, they're not going to go get it. Any reason that we should expect something better from the Carolina Panthers this weekend?
No. Yeah. I agree with everyone else. Yeah, it's the Rams in pretty comfortably.
All right. So now we are moving on. We are going to go on to the divisional round, and I'm going to see if I can somehow keep this on track because I've got notes here, but I'm hoping that I can keep this on track. We're going to start off with Mike. Moving on to the divisional round, in the AFC, I believe Mike would have the Los Angeles Chargers coming to Denver to face the Denver Broncos. How's this game going to play out?
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be a last second field goal by the Denver Broncos, I think.
Okay.
Possibly even a comeback. A last minute drive by Bo Nix. You know, little bulletin board material by the Chargers as they're walking out of the stadium, you know, saying this team sucks. The extra week off is going to help Denver. I think Denver holds home court.
Okay. Let's move over to Larry. Larry, we got another Denver fan. You will be at this game, I believe. Chargers coming to Denver in your bracket. How's this game going to go?
Yeah, I've got the Broncos winning. Okay. And the, you know, the number one seed is the number one seed for a reason.
That's fair.
You get a week off, but more than that, it gives the opportunity for another injury on the Chargers, right? So
no, you're right.
I don't think they'll be fully healthy. They got to go play and play again. So yeah, I'm taking the Broncos.
Okay. Got two votes for the Broncos. Rob, objective again. You've got Chargers coming to Denver as well. How is the number one seed going to fare?
Hate to say it, but I got the Chargers here. I think it's going to be another close one. Field goal game. Bo Nix driving at the end and just can't get that magic he's had all year through. Right. So, yeah, close, low-scoring game. Chargers by a field goal.
Okay. Rob goes Chargers. Larry goes Broncos. Mike goes Broncos. Now, you will remember that I am the lone vote that had the Patriots getting through. So, I do not have the Broncos facing the Chargers. I have the Broncos hosting the Buffalo Bills. And I have the Broncos beating Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. By the way, if Josh Allen can't win it this year, when you don't have Mahomes and you don't have Burrow and you don't have Lamar, when can you win it? You better beat Bo Nix if you get to see him. Josh Allen, we know the Elway comparisons are there. Let's just all remember one thing. Elway won his conference. Let's get that on the table. Because Josh Allen hasn't won anything, win some games. By the way, if you haven't gone out and watched that Elway documentary, go back and try to remember how good that guy was. Josh Allen, you better up your resume because you're not in that class just yet. Okay, right. That's enough of my rant.
Thank you. Moving on. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, it needed to be said, and I said it. We're moving on, and we're staying in the AFC, where now I've got to figure this out. Mike, I believe you have Jags facing Texans?
Correct.
Okay. What do you have coming out of the divisional round in Jags versus Texans?
I've got Jacksonville. I think this they're riding hot right now, and I think their offensive firepower can do just enough to go over Houston, and they're really good defense. Houston's offense, I don't think, is enough to match with what Jacksonville's doing on defense right now. I think Jacksonville has the advantage and comes out ahead in that one.
Okay. Rob, let's move over to you. I believe that you have Bills versus Texans. Yep. Is that right? Bills versus Texans? Okay. Bills versus Texans. Who's coming out on top in your bracket, Rob?
This is going to be the Texans. Josh Allen played hero ball. He comes in a little banged up, knee, ankle. The defense is just too much. So another close game here, but the Texans squeak it out.
We've got Texans moving on. Larry, finish off this AFC divisional round. I believe you have got Jags versus Texans as well. Is that right?
I do.
And, okay. Who's and coming Mike's, out on top?
Yep. Mike said everything needs to be said. Jags.
Wow. You two both have the exact same AFC breakdown. In my other game, I've got Texans versus Patriots, and I have the New England Patriots moving on, and I don't feel good about it. Let's move over to the NFC side of the bracket. We are now in the.
Feel good about these?
Oh, I know. I know. Because I don't. I feel horrible about my picks. Moving over to the NFC side, and I'm not trying to go in any specific order. I'm just trying to keep track of all these picks. Mike, I'm going to start off with you again. Over in the NFC, I believe you would have Seahawks hosting Rams.
That's correct.
Okay. Seahawks hosting Rams in the divisional round. Who is coming out on top in the NFC?
Boy, I flip-flopped this one a few times.
I know.
Both times they played were outstanding hard-fought games. I think really one or two points each game. I think the Darnold curse finally hits, and I think the Rams upset the Hawks.
Hey, we've been talking about it coming all year, and it could come any time, and what better time could there be than it coming against those Rams, a team they know very, very well. Rob, you, I believe, on your side would have Seahawks versus Rams as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Who's coming out on top? Does Darnold turn into a pumpkin?
He does, yeah. A couple late interceptions. So give me the Rams in this one.
Those gingers, you just can't trust them. You just can't trust them. Don't fall for it. Larry, over on your side of the bracket, you have got the same thing. You have got Rams versus Seahawks. Division rivalry. These two teams know each other. They play each other very well. Who's coming out on top?
I have the Rams also, although I don't think it's as much of a Darnold deal as it is just the Rams play a better game and win. Yeah,
I could see that.
Very, all right. Very close.
I have got Rams versus Seahawks as well in my bracket. I am taking the Seahawks to move on. And again, I'm feeling horrible about it. Just so everybody knows, I've got the Seahawks advancing. All right, we've each got one more game over in that NFC. Mike, you have, I believe we all have the same thing. I think we've all got Eagles versus Bears in that other game. Eagles versus Bears, Mike, who's coming out on top to move on to the NFC championship game?
I think the experience of the Eagles is going to come to fruition here. I think the Eagles go into Chicago and win.
Okay. Larry, Eagles versus Bears as well for you. What do we got going? Caleb Williams going to pull off the upset?
He is. I'm taking the home
You're
team.
You're going Bears.
I am. Nothing to lose for the Bears. All house money here. They play free and easy. Pressure's getting on the Eagles. I'll take the Bears.
Sirianni is just calling silly things at this point. I totally get it. Rob, Eagles versus Bears. How much are the Eagles winning by?
Seven, we'll say a touchdown.
Way to keep it conservative.
Yeah. No, I think the defense gets to Caleb. I think he gets flustered a little bit here, so it's not pretty. But the Eagles squeak it out.
Okay, all right. Rob's got Eagles moving on. In my side of the bracket, I've got Eagles versus Bears as well, and I have the Eagles moving on. Sirianni doesn't jack things up quite enough. Hey, don't tinker with that offense. Just let them go out and play. Do what you do. Don't ask Jalen to be a guy that he is not. All right, we're going to get into our championship games in just 1 second. But before we do, MVP votes. Number of different ways we could go with the MVP. Number of different people we could vote for the MVP. Start us off, Mike. Who do you have as your MVP right now with the regular season being over?
Boy, I think midseason I had Stafford, and I think it was his to lose, and I think he did. He just, had some poor games.
Last few games were rough.
Yeah. So I think he lost it. And Allen's going to get some votes. He's carrying that team to where they are. I think it's Drake May.
Wow. Mike goes Drake May. Okay. May from the Patriots. Rob, MVP. Who is your MVP for the season?
Honorable mention, I'll throw out Caleb Williams just for mention some of those games that, those last minute comebacks, but my official vote's going to be Stafford here. I think he did enough to hang on to it. And I think just with the Riders gets a little bit of a legacy vote as well.
Since I can
he's close
see
to it. So give me Stafford.
Remember that Riders are stupid and they will do things like that. Larry, MVP vote. Who do you have?
Yeah, well, I would vote for Stafford. I think he's, you know, it's a full season, right? Yeah. And again, I'm going back to the schedule that the Patriots had. You know, Drake May benefited from easy competition.
Yeah,
he did. Easiest competition. So I hope they take that into account. I certainly see, you know, a scenario here where they vote for the new guy, and it's nice and shiny. But I would vote for Stafford.
I probably would too. Having said that, I am with Mike. I'm saying that they will pick Drake May because he is new and shiny, and writers are morons. So they'll look at 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and going 4-13 to 14-3. Even though, yes, they played the Dolphins and the Jets like 5 times each, I think they'll give it to Drake May. Moving on to Coach of the Year, and I think there are a number of candidates here that you could throw out for Coach of the Year. Mike, who is your Coach of the Year?
Well, you're right. I mean, the field is actually thick this year. Normally, by the end of the season, you're like, well, maybe it's one of two guys, right? I think this was four. I mean, Mike McDonald in Seattle. Come on.
Yeah.
In year two, look what he's done with that team. Mike Vrabel in New England is going to get a lot of votes. Shanahan's got to get some consideration.
Injuries they've had, you're right.
The coaching has been so good for that team for their injuries they got, but I've got Liam Cohen.
Okay, yeah, why not? I mean, who expected Jacksonville to be here? Nobody. Jacksonville.
Third guy to try to fix Trevor Lawrence, and
he's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good pick. I think that's a fair pick. Rob, who's your coach of the year?
My honorable mention is Ben Johnson, Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Having them as number two, you can really, you know, see his imprint on that team. But ultimately, I think Vrabel gets it. But my personal vote would be Ben Johnson.
Okay, fair enough. Larry, finish this off. Who would be your coach of the year?
I'm taking Mike McDonald. I think he's done an outstanding job up there. Now, I don't know how many people thought Seattle was going to be the number one seed.
Yeah.
Coming out of the NFC to start the season. And everybody has been waiting for Darnold, and he's had bad games, but they've got the number one seed. They beat a lot of good teams. I would put him up there.
Yeah, my pick was Mike McDonald as well. Hey, if you win with a guy that has red hair and obviously doesn't have a soul, then my goodness, you ought to win the Coach of the Year. There's something to be said for that. Here is our next one, and this is our last award that we'll hand out. But I'm really struggling with this one. Mike, who in the world is getting your Rookie of the Year? Because it's not a great rookie class.
There's nobody that immediately comes to mind, right?
No.
I think if he didn't get injured with his flash and what he was doing for that team, I think Jackson Dart would have actually stood a pretty good chance.
I think you're right.
If he'd have played the whole season. But
yeah,
Ted McMillan, that's my vote.
All right, why not? Rob, do you have a better candidate? This isn't a great rookie class. What do you have?
No, not really. I would say the same as Mike. If I had to, probably Tet McMillan. But yeah, I think Jackson Dart was probably the best of the rookies. Like I said, short season was shortened, but yeah. To me, that's who has the most potential. Okay. I think.
Larry, finish this off and tell us why you would vote Shedeur Sanders as your rookie.
To make some sense out of it. So same scenario for Ibuka, right? He was injured and was having a great season had a great season for a rookie. So he'd probably be my pick. But here's one that we know in the hometown. You know, R.J. Harvey has had an exceptional rookie year, too.
Scoring touchdowns.
With the different things he's done and the fact that Dobbins, you know, went out. So he's played the primary role, I guess you'd say. But, I go Igbuka.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm going to throw out a guy that when he got drafted, we all said, why did he get drafted? Everybody said, why didn't they take Shannon? Tyler Shuck down at New Orleans. He's got 5-4 as a starter. He's horrible. And he's not as horrible as we thought he'd be. So I'm giving it to him because no one expected him to even stay in the league. We all thought he'd get cut back in training camp. And here he is. And he's actually kind of competing down there. So I'm going to give it to him. All right. We are now at the championship game. We're starting off over in the AFC. Mike, you have our Denver Broncos hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, it hasn't always gone well against that team in the postseason. Who is coming out on top and going to Super Bowl 60?
Yeah, right. I still remember. Oh God, I can't remember his name. What's his face? Couldn't get out the field and caused a Michael Dean Perry couldn't get in. And my God, the quarterback was just killing us that game.
Oh, Brunell had a game.
Oh, that was rough. 96, I believe. So yep. My theme for this postseason is a revenge tour 2.0. Right. Okay. Broncos only lost three games this year. One of them was to the Chargers. One of them was to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I've got them avenging that and winning the AFC Championship.
Mike has the Broncos going on to Super Bowl 60. Next up, Rob, you have got Chargers versus Texans. One of those teams is making it to the Super Bowl. I don't even know how it's possible, but who is it going to be?
I don't either. And for the record, I mean, I feel like pretty much everyone in the AFC I can make a case for here.
Oh, I know. A case for them losing, too.
Yep. But I'm going to say Chargers here. Wow. Good defenses. Everything's tight. I think Justin Herbert is a little bit better than CJ Stroud. Wide receivers are a little bit better. Running game, a little bit better. So in another close one, Chargers have squeaked out another win here.
The Chargers squeak into Super Bowl 60 from the AFC. Who would have thunk it? Larry, you also have Jaguars coming to Denver. You'll be at that game, I would think. Who is going on to the Super Bowl out of that AFC matchup?
I'm going hometown, baby. Broncos win the, what year was it? The revenge of... who was the quarterback?
Brunell.
Yeah, Mark Brunell.
Yeah, Brunell running all over the place. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness, that hurt my soul. That was a rough one. So Larry and Mike both have Broncos moving on. Now you
Larry, remember that was back in the 1900s, by the way.
Yeah, that was back in the 1900s. We're kicking it old school here. You will remember that I actually have the New England Patriots coming to Denver. I do not have Jacksonville getting to Denver. I have New England, and I have the New England Patriots moving on to Super Bowl 60. We will see if my prediction is accurate. All right, so we've got two Broncos, a Chargers, and a Patriots going to Super Bowl 60 out of the AFC. We move on now to the NFC. Mike, you have Rams versus Eagles in the NFC. Who is moving on to face our Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 60?
Because I picked them in the midseason for them, I'm going to stick with the Rams.
Got to stick with what brought you here. I completely understand that. I will get your Super Bowl pick in just 1 minute. Rob, you have got Rams versus Eagles as well. How much are the Eagles going to blow out the Rams by?
Not a blowout, just a 4-point win this time. But yeah, I think the defense, Eagles defense, is a little bit better. That offense has slowly starts to wake up over the course of these playoffs. So Eagles by 4.
Does the ref still allow them just to jump off sides blatantly on offense? Because if that's
only on the tush push.
Okay, as long as it's allowed, because then I'm right with you. I feel like they're right in the driver's seat there. They're going to keep moving on. Larry, you also have Rams versus Bears.
Yeah,
Rams versus Bears. Who's coming out on top in Rams versus Bears?
It's a Broncos Bears Super Bowl.
Bears are moving on. Holy cow, Larry!
Shakeup. Surprise of the league this year. Yes.
Wow. Can you imagine Caleb versus Bo in the Super Bowl? 2 second-year guys.
Yeah.
Larry, I like your scenario. I wish it would happen. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But that's a wild one. I, meanwhile, have those Seattle Seahawks facing the Philadelphia Eagles. And the luck has not run out quite yet for the redhead. The Seahawks are moving on to the Super Bowl. I have got Patriots versus Seahawks in a matchup of two teams that I hate to the core. So there's my pick that I'm feeling awesome about. All right. Super Bowl 60, Santa Clara, California. Mike, we know the Broncos know their way around that stadium. I mean, they went and won that 10 years ago under Peyton Manning. They went and beat the Carolina Panthers in that very same stadium, I believe. You have got Denver versus the Los Angeles Rams. I would imagine the Rams are going to have a pretty good home field advantage, but who is coming out on top in Super Bowl 60?
Yeah, I think the Rams are more of a complete team. It's a dynamic offense. Good young defense. I've got a really good game, but I've got the Rams winning it.
Rams come out on top in Super Bowl 60. All right, Rob, you have got the Los Angeles Chargers facing your Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara. Who's coming out on top?
Give me the Eagles here. The line is too much. Herbert doesn't have much time.
That would not be a good matchup for him.
Yeah, so we're going to say.
Eagles by nine. They are bringing that up. Hey, if Chargers are facing the Eagles, it might be a rough road for them. That is exactly what the Eagles would love to see in the Super Bowl if they did get there. Larry, you might have the most intriguing matchup of everyone. You have got Broncos versus Bears in Super Bowl 60. Who is coming out on top, Bo or Caleb?
I got to stick with the Broncos. I think they can beat the Bears. In a real game, if my picks were real.
If your picks were real, then Broncos are going to win Super Bowl 60, and we are all going to the parade, Rob included. Just because. I, meanwhile, have the New England Patriots versus the Seattle Seahawks. Redheads can't have nice things. I have the New England Patriots winning Super Bowl 60, and I will unplug my TV and not finish the entire game. Gentlemen, we have now wrapped up this postseason as only we can. It takes a special gift to get where we got in this show, but we managed to do it. We have gone through every pick in the NFL postseason. We have let everyone know how it is going to finish out. My goodness, we just made this easy. Mike, do you have any closing thoughts as we finish up our playoff predictions? And we hope that we're going to see you guys here in a few more weeks to break this down when we come back and say, look, we got everything right. The Broncos did beat the Bears. We now know we're all just going to the parade the next day. Any closing thoughts for us, Mike? How do you want to close out the regular season of the NFL?
Yeah, what does it say for how wide open the NFL is? We got four different picks here for the Super Bowl.
No, you're right.
And I love that. I think that's fantastic. From week to week, with the exception of a couple games this next weekend, every single matchup is a coin toss to me.
Yep. Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And I know, you know, people, hey, you know, games coming down to field goals and get the NFL loves it. It is parity at its finest. And you just don't know. There are literally probably six teams that can win the whole thing. And I don't know which six. I have no idea whatsoever. Excellent point. Rob, closing thoughts as we just let everybody know how Super Bowl 60 is going to go. Go ahead and still tune in if you want, but we already told you how it's going to be laid out. Any closing thoughts for us as we finish up this regular season?
I'll just echo that. You said 16. For me, it's probably 8.
You
that
might
could
be win. Right.
I could make a case for. And like I said, it's been like that the whole season. Felt like every time you had a team figured out and, okay, this is the team. They turn around and lose that week to, you know, someone unexpected. So great great season overall, and I think it's going to be a really good playoffs as well.
Well, and you know, you and Mike bring up this point of every year we think we have it figured out. Every year we're like, okay, it's this team and that team's going to be terrible. And every year we're all wrong, and we sit there and go, my goodness, I never saw. Who saw the Bears getting the 2 seed? Who saw the Seahawks getting the 1 seed? Who saw the Broncos getting the 1 seed? We have no idea. Nobody predicted these things. The NFL is doing it right as far as the parity goes. It is wide open, and it is fun every single week. We are usually texting on Sundays going, what in the world is going on in these early games? There's about 5 games that are coming down to the wire. It is as entertaining as it gets. Larry, closing thoughts as we finish out the regular season and head into the playoffs.
Yeah, lack of dominance by a couple teams, and it'll be nice to see some new faces. Right,
yeah.
Like some of these familiar faces we've seen in the playoffs year over year. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to see Patrick Mahomes in there, right? Like that's good football, but you know, give somebody else a chance to do some commercials, right? So I love it.
No, you're exactly right. And getting some new blood in there, getting some new teams in there, getting some good, talented young quarterbacks. Before we cut them loose when they start costing a little too much money. I mean, enjoy it now because it's going to be as good as it gets. I am looking forward to the playoffs. Like I said, hopefully we can have you guys back in a few weeks when this is all over and we look back and we say we got everything right. We got the Super Bowl right. We laid it out just how it was going to go. We can have you guys back and put a big ribbon on this NFL season. I, for one, am just bummed. As excited I am for the playoffs, the season's over. My goodness, where did it go? We were just sitting down for our preseason preview, And now we're already closing it out. It has gone by so fast, as it does every year. Hey, I just want to thank you guys for coming in, donating your time and you know, just your mental acuity, bringing it to the Dose. We always appreciate you guys' business.
Always fun.
Hey, next week on the Dose, the college football national championship game will be set. We'll be getting you ready for that big game, and we will, of course, be keeping you updated on that NFL wildcard weekend. So make sure you check out the Dose and make sure you let a friend know. Do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each member of our illustrious panel today, Rob, Mike, and Larry, for their contributions to the Daily Dose. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to the Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the text. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, and for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to GSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy those NFL playoffs.